Blog Talk Radio. flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, I'm all location. I don't want to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best lives through. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, going crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, I tell you, we felt what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side. Homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, I'm on location. I don't want to see me get mad. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tackle. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. I ain't really tryna spend no time in the house if you ask me.
Got me paying a rent, paying for trips. Gentlemen, I am Miss VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. Tonight, I have a special treat. Poetic is riding with me tonight, y'all. And tonight is open mic as usual. Whatever's on your mind, I want you to express it. Don't suppress it. So the dollar number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 to be heard, all right? Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got mine. Y'all better get yours. People, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now let me bring in my special co-host, Poetic. How you doing tonight?
I am doing great. How you doing tonight, Ms. VIP?
I'm good. I'm good. Ah, the pleasure's all mine. Anyway, tell me something, Poetic. How's your vibe tonight? Are you mellow?
Man, my vibe is very mellow tonight. Mellow and expressive, if you know what I mean.
Oh, all right now. Well, since you are my guest co-host tonight, how about you kicking us off with some dope poetry, which is always dope. I don't even know why I said it.
Well, it would certainly be my pleasure.
All right, the mic is yours.
By geological design, I was out here for you and you for me, and that is fine. But please tell me how I can live in the beat of your soul's life force. I mean, journey through your blood cells and become your choice. Better yet, allow me to isolate the oxygen from everything that gives you life so I can insert the DNA of my fabric of my love and life. Mine and yours would be the quintessential evidence of a true love that mankind has been searching for. Yet with you, I have to look no more, because all of the atoms and neutrons couldn't even amount to the amount of seclusion and isolation helping the angels count. All the ways you prepare your inner universe to expand and open a gateway into your wet verse. I need to be in heaven where when I explore your favorite yoga pose. And I suppose I could be your stress and tension reliever, causing your tsunami of central flow for me to be the receiver of a passion that is created when the colors of your desires are validated. Just when you think your aura is suffocating from the lack of oxygen I borrowed, allow me to insert the aurora into your unrestricted airways. So your mornings can kiss the nights and days. See day's dawn is trying to understand why you speak in the pleasures of moonlight. No, my dear, your spectra of delight becomes my favorite flavor. And you, my love, creates my untamable behavior. As you show me the elements of your unique design, and me willing to be the art of the art student because you are succulently mine. I love you. I love you. In peace. VIP, are you muted?
Man, that was awesome. The last line, succulently mine.
Oh, oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up pretty bad.
Is that better? No better?
Let me hear you. Yeah, that's
no
better.
Better? Okay. I was just saying your last couple of words, succulently mine.
Well, I'm gonna switch to my headphones. Let me go get them.
Yeah, switch microphone.
Go. Hopefully you guys can hear me now. Or can you?
Yep, we can hear you better now.
Okay, good. All right. Evidently something's acting up. We were on point on Wednesday. But anyway, I'm just saying that your piece was dope as usual, and that last line got me. So it's all good. So thank you. So what do we say? We open up these mics up.
You're not going to do your piece? I mean, you're not going to express your vibe tonight?
I don't think I'm going to leave my vibe until the end. What you
think? I think, yeah, that's fine, because you're still kind of breaking up a little bit. Might be your internet. Might have a storm or something brewing.
Looking out the window. Hey, Diva. Hey, Poetic. What's up?
Hey, Danielle.
Y'all gonna be over here cracking up. Let me tell you something. You can't tell me. I can't sing. I know my neighbors is probably like, she shut the hell up. But I don't care. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing. I'm making it do what it do, baby. Yeah. Man, that piece. That was really, really nice. That was beautiful, beautiful. Diva, I wish you wasn't so choppy because I want to hear something. But it's all good. It's all good.
I'm sorry. Look, I think we're in for some rain because I am choppy. I know I am. I'm getting messages from
now you're clear.
I'm back. That's because I have my headphones on. I hope to stay that way. But Danielle. Love, Pearl, I'm okay. What you got to listen to tonight? What's your vibe?
This right here is something I just finished not too long ago, and it's untitled, but it's something.
All right. You got the mic.
The soul is immortal. It is neither born nor does it die. And everyone's heart has a piece of God in it. For pure love isn't a mystery, it's divine, at a level that yet we've to reach. But it isn't out of reach, it has always been right between ego and soul. Everything happens for a reason, and if you manage your anger and have proper control over it, a truth can never be destroyed. So in order to see true beauty in the dark, you have to close your eyes and open your heart. But your heart has to be lighter than the feather of cosmic justice in order to understand pure love's sacrifice. Change is the law of nature. So be self-aware, because one should not be afraid of doing good. So make breathing life into existence a priority when you speak. And always speak with your heart. That is the level at which you will meet your highest self, where lies and fear don't exist, can't exist. Only light. That is divine. And that's that vibe.
Ooh, I like that vibe.
Yeah,
you
I like
said, that. Your heart, there's a line in there, but your heart has to be lighter than the feather. Cosmic justice spirit with it in order to understand pure sacrifice, a love sacrifice.
Pure love
oh
sacrifice,
goodness.
Yeah.
In
ancient times, that they would use the feather to weigh the how heavy your heart is. Your heart can't be heavy, man, in order for you to ascend. You got to get rid of all of that stuff. So that's what I was talking about.
All right. Oh, I heard that. That's what's up, Eva. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I let you go, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe, Eva?
Let's see. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversations. And on Wednesday night at 9, I am in the Love Zone with you, my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Yavni. Now, kind of got a topic, but I'm going to talk for the round pretty sure. Whatever I come up with, whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night on Epiphany Radio and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to y'all.
All right, Diva. Well, thank you so much. So I'm going to let my co-host usher you into the groovy line. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
All right, well, let's get on over there.
I'm going. I'm going. One love, one life.
And everything. And everything is over there. One love, one life.
One love, one life.
All right. Well, there's no hands raised, so I think I'm going to just say a little, it's not a break, maybe? All right. This is Express Your Vibe. Man, coming to the radio is my girl, my diva. Girl. Hey, diva, how are you doing?
Hello.
Greetings, queen. Greetings. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, king?
I'm doing phenomenal.
I'm happy to hear
the vibe, and I got some. So far, I've had all these beautiful queens on the mic. I am just, whew, my goodness.
Yes. So, Black Pearl, what is your vibe for tonight?
Well, I got a piece. I wouldn't say it's my vibe, but you know, I always got a piece.
All right, well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's called How Could He Not? And it says, he left me in a pool of tears, crying for love I had earned. No hidden agendas or selfish intent, just unreachable love. How could he not know that what I was given was true? That I was pouring purity into an empty vessel. He let me He took everything I gave, knowing he could never do the same. How could he give limited love against love without a limit, expecting not to leave pain? He put me at arm's length and indirectly let me know his heart I never gained. Why couldn't I be respected enough by myself to just walk away? Because love don't love nobody when your heart feels like it's astray. It just wants a home, but at what cost of pain? See, as much as a giver is going to give, a taker is going to take. And he took my love, mind, body, and soul. And how could he not know I would be shook? When I saw him chatting with her, and he said, baby, she's just like a sister, a friend. I should have known better, but I had to trust my man. Then my time grew less and less, and I started to disappear. He never even noticed the depression. Everything I addressed was me bitching, but it was me desiring only his attention. Crazy thing is, I knew he was pulling away, but that I love you has a way of holding a person right here. So even things that are crystal clear, we tend to not see or hear. All I wanted was my man back. All I needed was my friend. The problem was he no longer existed. But how could he not know? How could he not know the state he would leave me in? I'm on the edge of love and life, not even knowing how I got here. How in the hell did I learn to love someone more than I did myself, is truly the question. I have it all, money, power, family, but not him. And now, as I lay here with them fighting for my life, I'm just wondering, how could he not know? Well, he will know I gave it all up for him. I loved you, King. In peace.
Man, I likes this Black Pearl. Ooh. But all you want was your man back, I'm telling you now. That's what I'm talking about.
That's because a lot of women get so caught up in men, and men do it too, but they get so caught up in the other person, they lose themselves. And they commit suicide. And that's what that came from, somebody talking to me about a millionaire committed suicide over the woman that he was with. And he killed himself because of this lady. And he had everything but her. And that was all he wanted.
I'm not taking my life over no woman. I'm sorry. It's too many of y'all out here.
And you know what? The person that was talking to me, bro, said the exact same thing. And it's so many of us that feel that way. But it's so many people out here that get so caught up in other people that one day they felt just like that. And then another day, they family standing around them, fighting for them, praying for them, hoping that they could see their way back out of that dark place, and they dying because they can't.
I can't do that. I got too many other people depending on me to allow one person to destroy me.
Exactly.
What you
but
got
it's
for
crazy
that,
that life can be that deep.
Well, Black Pearl, I love this piece. It's very poignant. And a couple of lines jumped out at me, that pouring into an empty vessel. And, you know, by the time they turn around and try to find out what's wrong, you're already mentally detached. Like, it's all gone. But I love that piece. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, so now it's time for me. It's my turn. I'm going to usher you into the Groovy Lounge. I got lava lamp, in that chair, drinks, food, whatever you want. It's out there. What's up?
Thank you.
One love, one mind.
Can we invite them to go and look up my new book, Adrian, before I jump off of here? Because I do have a book I just published on Amazon.
Absolutely.
I have a book called Memoirs of Love that I just published that's out on Amazon if people want to grab it.
All right.
That's exciting stuff. I love it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, darling. Well, all right. So thank you again. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That piece was deep.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Who we got next?
I do believe, I'm going to guess, he's not a poet. Welcome to the Fresher Vibe. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you are. I can hear you.
Okay.
How are you?
How are you guys tonight? It is good to hear from you.
Not a poet. Where were you?
Uh-oh.
Where was I?
Where were you on last Saturday when we did your whole prompt that you gave us for my show? Where were you?
I am so sorry, but I had to, like, we sold my mom's house. She had a stroke recently, and I had to move all of that stuff out of the house. So
okay.
I was quite busy
last
weekend.
All right. I'll give you a pass on that. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. VIP. I'm okay now. She had a good reason.
I'll come back if you do a different prop, though. I'll come back with a piece and everything. I'll write during the show. I'm good with it.
All right. I'm going to hold you to
all
it.
Right.
I'm going to hold you to it. But how's your mom doing? How's she doing?
She's okay. I mean, she's doing as well as she can be doing. You know,
it just
really was sudden. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to keep y'all in prayers.
Absolutely. So, not a poet, what is your vibe tonight?
I'm feeling really good tonight. I mean, you know, the weather is nice. It's springtime feeling. I mean, you always get that special kind of feeling in springtime, like the air changes and all kind of new opportunities are coming at you. So it's good. I'm having a good time.
All right.
Wonderful.
Whenever you're ready.
You guys have a theme for the night?
This is open mic, darling. Anything you want to express, go ahead.
Okay. I'm ready. Like diamond doorknobs, you finance your dreams with imagination. Like a colorful kaleidoscope of opportunity, as the colors turn, so do the possibilities. As you rock out being Beyonce in your room with the door closed and a T-shirt on your head as a wig, you dance like Janet and Tina. You don't need a crowd. You are your own biggest fan. This fantasy-filled moment is like fresh air inside the vacuum-sealed oppression of real life. You need these fantasies to fuel your creative fires. So always be dreaming, black girls. Your time will come someday. You pass that abandoned building in your neighborhood that everybody else thinks is trash, but your eyes see something different. You see your future science lab where you work through science to solve the problems man created. While others play games, you read books and dream. school, you get in trouble because you've hogged all the Barbies. They just don't understand that these are your employees and you're just trying to have a team meeting. You don't try to explain. Instead, as CEO, you dismiss the Barbies and quickly go to work to broker several new deals during recess. Dream big, black girl. Dream big. Even when the world doesn't understand. Your ever-silent subconscious hears all these dreams. It's waiting in the background to help, so please keep dreaming. You dream of worlds never seen and cities that don't exist yet. You build your world through imagination, and someday you'll build them with glass, steel, and concrete. Just keep dreaming. Others use words to communicate. You hear the same words and hear stories behind every verb and adjective. You hear a sentence and see a beautiful, colorful picture from stories waiting to be told. You want to innovate and illuminate every phrase, giving new life to your creation. You know you can use stories, these verbal landscapes, to paint your dreams come true. So dream big, black girls. Let your dreams soar like eagles, not burn out like and fall like shooting stars. Dream big, black girls. And you'll see your fantasy spark, your imagination, which lead to your dreams come true. No, black girls, there is nothing you can't do. In peace.
Now, that was amazing. That was good. What a piece of encouragement. What an uplifting piece. I loved it. It was dope. That's all I could say. I mean, totally, what an uplifting piece. I love that. Poetic, what you got for that?
Man, this was an amazing piece, man. I really enjoyed the delivery, the content, and just the positive message in it. Throughout the whole piece, what a declaration. I love this. Dope ink.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I just wanted to remind people that little black girls have dreams, too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not all oppression and racism. Mm-hmm. We have dreams, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh. Well, thank you so much, Not a Poet. My co-host, will escort you into the Groovy Lounge. One love,
yeah,
one night.
Groovy Lounge.
Thank you for your time.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. One love, one
mic. Whew.
Wow.
What a
Wait a
piece.
Minute. The little girl in me feels like I can go right out and do anything. That's what that is. My goodness. I just feel so uplifted. I'm telling you. Any little girl would be happy to hear that. Mm-mm-mm. So. One more ID before we bring in the next caller.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ring Ring.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Poetic, how are you enjoying the show tonight?
Oh, man, I am digging the express your vibe of the poets. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Awesome. All right. Well, Poetic, guess who we got on the mic? We got ourselves. Miss Gina Storm. How are you tonight, Gina? Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
We got us Gina Storm sighting. Unmute your mic.
I love the disclaimer when people say unmute your mic. My God. Apparently it's a real thing. So, yes, I muted myself immediately, and I was thinking, right. I heard my name. That means I'm mute. Thank y'all.
No problem. So, Dana Storm, what's your vibe tonight?
You know, I've been doing poetry almost since I woke up this morning. Like, I wrote a piece before I drank my coffee, and that's like a no-no, but I wasn't speaking it. I was just writing it. So nobody heard my pre-coffee voice. And then I spit a piece tonight on a mic that nobody had heard me rehearse because I hadn't read it through because I'm writing because it's April, National Poetry Month. I'm doing 30 and 30. So I've been writing a piece a day. I'm not going to share with y'all the piece that I wrote, but it's a piece that I wrote recently, like I think 2 days ago.
Well, Dana Storm, express your vibe. The mic is yours.
All right. I titled this piece because it was based on a prompt. You just had Not a Poet on, and her room, the attic on Clubhouse, one of the prompts was Peaceful Chaos. And one of my sisters from the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse gave me the prompt, so this is what I did with it. Peaceful chaos, and I wrote this, it's not a freestyle. I'm Gina, G-E-N-A, with an E. I will long kiss you goodnight, minus one, because there are twos in the Gina who starred in the movie, you see. It was spelled with an E purposely. I was a prom baby, a.k.a. ending the year 1969 as I was a love child. The only girl child in a man tribe. I was special immediately. Born, breech. That means feet first for those of you who haven't heard the word before. I hit the ground running, never able to quite say that I wasn't able to do whatever was needed. I always say, put me in, coach, as I'm a flexible poet. I got this. I'm a storm. Sometimes I'm calm, but recently I'm peaceful chaos, not gone soft. It's just that violence has a high cost. Nobody caught these hands because I'd rather catch flights than be involved in fights. I can't be having people yelling, world star, because I'm a Gigi. And being a grandmother, a mother, and a role model for me by far are my greatest gifts. And this is why I chose this. In peace.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with being a world star. I mean, it's very entertaining. I'm just saying.
Van, a.k.a. Poetic Metals, I used to choose violence. I'm trying to be a better person.
Okay.
My mama said, throw punches is my middle name.
But listen. For everybody out there who's just like me, I mean, it's 7 days of the week. Just pick one day to choose violence so you can be on World Star. We can forgive you the other 6 days. I mean, just one.
Oh, my goodness.
But I love this, Gina. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. Always from your pen.
Yeah.
Poet, mm-hmm. And I'm proud to be your brother.
Yeah. I've been almost hijacked and bamboozled to write poetry rather than just freestyle. But I don't want to be stuck in a box. I'm not just a freestyle artist. I can write, too. I'm a poet.
That's right. Tell him.
If I choose violence and end up on World Star, it's going to be because I just lost my complete mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to get happy about that. My bad.
Oh, my.
Yeah, people.
Trying to be a role model, just an adult.
Express.
Thank you.
Listen, hold on. Every superhero has done a butt kicking, and guess what? They still role models. Ka-ching.
Oh yeah, these hands are ready. They're for everyone, but try Jesus, not me, because I fight.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Ms. Go ahead.
It's okay. Gina, as usual, I like your pieces because you always revert back to what brings me joy, and that's being a grandmother. I mean, I got three. I forgot how many you had, but that's okay.
And I got three.
Me too, right?
I got three, yeah.
Yeah, and and every time you mention it, you know, warmth comes in my heart because I know. So great piece. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Look, I promised my daughter when she had my first granddaughter, I'm going to try to be a role model, not just an adult. I know the kids do what they see, not just what they hear or what you say. They hear what you say, but they do what you do. So if I'm out here in these streets fighting, you know what I'm talking about, then the famous three going to be out here getting their pox on too. And I'm trying to do better. So every day I strive to be a better person. I thank you, Poetic. I thank you, Ms. VIP. I'm going to go to the lounge, and apparently there's some shenanigans taking place, and I'm in for it. It's Friday, y'all. Happy Friday.
Yes, yes. On her way to the Groovy Lounge, Gina Stone. Man, Ms. VIP, this what you do every other Friday? This right here? This what you do? Uh-oh, Ms. VIP, you muted?
Yep, I was. What I was saying is, yes, I do this every alternate Fridays, and once in a blue moon, I even go in the Groovy Lounge myself.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with
that. It's a very groovy vibe. You know, everybody's chilled. You know what I'm saying? And very, very mellow. All right. So what's that, Poetic? Yeah, go brother is on the line. Mr. Automatic.
My
charismatic.
You know I got a couple of go-go. Okay, all right. Yeah. That's my East Coast go-go brother. Go, brother.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Ah, there you are. Doing good.
As is going fine. Yes, indeed. You say go-go, brother. I knew it had to be me. You said the East Coast go-go, brother. Because you got the West Coast go-go, brother.
We got the West
there,
Coast
go-go,
brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, you got the East and West.
So how you doing, Coco? How's your vibe? How is your vibe, brother?
My vibe is positive, always. You know, revolutionary.
Go ahead and express your vibe, man, you know. Let us get into your vibe.
Let me see something. Let me see. I'm going to do a freestyle. I'm going to call this The Black Revolution. Upon these days, freedom looks at the gate, wondering if freedom is not too late. You see, we are not going in the back of the bus. We got more things to discuss. While they try to pollute our mind, we separate that, leave that slavery behind, because we are free like kings and queens. When you feel the Black Revolution, you feel the fire, you feel the desire, you feel that what is truth and who is the liar. Now, we won't retire. Freedom is something that we keep on speaking. It's so unique. When you are free at last, that kind of freedom that you speak, by any means necessary, we break these chains. And everything that the flaws, it remains. It's a tough task. But that's our freedom lasts. You see, we ready to blast anything that will oppress us. Let us address. Let us not sell for less. Let us go ahead and pass this test. And I'm going to put that freedom right on my chest. Did you feel the Black Revolution? Come here, my Black Queen, the Black King, like a song of Africa drums, and we go through the slums, and we make the rich going through the poverty, not poor no more. We go ahead and fight like never before. Police can't kill us, can't put nothing around our neck, can't kill us with the disrespect. Now you can feel the whole dialect. What's freedom? What we going to see? If freedom is something we going to be, and freedom in all cases, because freedom follows all places right now. Mr. Automatic Killer Smack, the local engine, 10 kids in them all in fucking drop.
Wow.
Yeah, my go-go brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Ms. VIP.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. When I used to listen to you first time, and especially like when you did these pieces, you sounded so like I'm ready to go beat somebody up right now. But, I mean, that's how you project your voice and how you really feel. And you feel very deeply about these issues, about you know, Black power and, you know, the way, you know, the, how do you say, the ill treatment of our people. So I really appreciate this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
man. I love the Black woman, and don't apologize.
Yeah, go go. Yeah, go go. This is this piece is dynamic, man, and you know, you make no doubt about it that you love the Black woman. I love the Black woman.
Yeah.
You talk about freedom. You talk about freedom in this piece, and And you know what, man? I'm going to write this down because it just sounds so good. The expression
Thank
of
you.
Freedom. Expression of freedom from loving a Black woman.
All
yeah.
right now.
That's my next piece right there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my go-go brother.
I want to hear you, too. I want to hear you when you put that piece together, too.
I sure will. You sure will.
All right, the VIP section and my go-go brother, it's all good. It's a party up in here. Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it is, man. Party knocking. Feeling right.
Yeah.
Check the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm looking fly. Round up the posse. And jump in my ride. Say you're rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Double, she double back there shaking his head. I know he's shaking his head.
I know, right? All
oh,
right.
Man.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy. That was funny. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Poetic, it is. A little after the top of the hour. How about you giving us the lineup for next week?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. And co-host of the evening is yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Dial in. Press that one. And if you're already here, go ahead and press one. We won't bite. We just want you to express your vibe. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And our CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, please hit the brother up. He is also the CEO of Raw Links. Get you some Raw Links. I got mine.
Uh-huh.
You got yours? Now, the Epiphany lineup, man, tomorrow night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl and Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, Easter Sunday, Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, you're going to be in the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, it's the Get Down with your host, Anonymity. Co-hosting is that dude, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And then, guess what, y'all? Next Friday is the return of Renaissance Poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure y'all tune in with Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane, and Keith Eric. Man, Ms. VIP.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. So now this is what you brought up, the wordsmith. That's what Pearl and Necker and I call him. Here he is, C-double-34 music. Hey, C-double, what's going on? Welcome to Expression Live.
C-double-34 music, y'all.
Rolling up the posse, girlies on my tip.
Oh, come on. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him.
You went with rolling with your posse and just got paid. I had to come back at you with that.
My man.
How are you, Ms. VIP? How are you, Mr. Poetic?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Doing phenomenal, bro. Oh, yeah. Doing phenomenal.
Yep, I tell you, I've had a week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I had to cuss out a German Shepherd, and I don't know German. But I was sounding like Ice Cube. I was saying, sit your bitch ass down.
Oh, my.
So I was like, dang. And the dog looked at me like, huh? Okay, I ain't going to mess with you no more. We good. Okay. And then I saw these old women. Automatic Charismatic talked about the black queens and stuff. I have a question about older white women. Why down here do they look like, maybe you've seen this, Poetic, why do they look like Bill Belichick or Joel Osteen or Dick Van Dyke? What's going on with them? Do they need fiber? What's up?
I don't know, bro. They need something.
It's like, it was rough. I almost crashed looking at that. I'm sorry. But
well, see,
I want to say, you know, Gina Storm, you know what I'm about to do. Mama Ola Daisy, you know what I'm about to do. And I guess Automatic Charismatic knows what I'm about to do. So I guess I got a cipher to work on.
All right. So, C-Double, it's time to refresh your vibe. You're ready. The mic is yours.
Yes, and I owe you a homework assignment from last week, and it's about the faults. You know, what's your fault, your regrets, something like that. So this piece I have is called Tootsie Pop. So when you're ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. I'm just a sucker for your love, baby. If that's what you call it. How could it be all so simple then, when I should have been Simba, your king? I would pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, I was so wimpy. Peddling you to a pedestal, made me a lesser man, kicked to the curb by David Letterman. Your pretty face, your breasts, your cakes, your legs, your shape, your ability to manipulate. This stunt man in the stuttering, I've got a speech impediment from the witchcraft with your ass. Hypnotize me by your energy and chemistry, you got me messed up. By your messages of misogyny, and I take full responsibility because I didn't have to respond to you. I'm following you while falling down constantly, considering I've become your dinner time. How dare you improvise to minimize my being an emperor many times? Your image enslaves me in my mind. How many licks can I take? I can't calculate this theory to conspire. I'm mind freaked by you. That's why. in peace.
Yo.
Well, damn.
Yo, that's what's up. That is what's up. That is what's up. This piece is everything. Peace is everything. I love to see double, man. You definitely a wordsmith, bro. Definitely a wordsmith. That's why I'm a fan, bro. You a hellified poet, bro. And you know this,
true that.
Man.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
absolutely enjoyed this piece. I got all the references. I got all the references, I'm telling you. I was like, dang, well, darn. Oh, boy.
Thank you. This is what happens when you wake up at 6 in the morning and this comes out.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know where it came from. It was just, okay, I saw your topic. I was like, okay, this comes out. I'm like, yeah. I'm telling too much
all
information.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you came through. It's time to escort you to the Groovy Lounge. Some lava lamps are hot, but they're still moving. All right.
Okay, I can get hypnotized. All right, thank you very much. One love, one mic
one
to the both of you.
I love that. Thank you. Ooh-wee. Going and cracking with him, I'm telling you, each and every time.
I know it.
All right. Right. Time for another station at Deep Break.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Yes, it is. This is Epiphany Radio for real. And this is Express Your Vibe, everybody. Y'all want to call in? The number is 319-527-6300. Y'all press that one. You know what, Poetic? I think I might just throw my piece in.
Yeah. That's what we've all been waiting for.
Well, it's the one from the other night, so I'm going to kick it again. You ready?
Mic is yours. Express your vibe.
I tried reaching for the sky. For the last time, no expectation. I was only dreaming of what was, could be, will be. I couldn't change what was, couldn't speak on today, nor could I predict. So I decided on what met. I really liked you, so I put all my hopes and dreams in you, hoping you'd see something in me that would make you want me enough today, no matter the day or time. To get to know the heart of me, to know my intuition didn't fail me, that you could be the one for me, but you never came. You seldom reach out, you don't know my name. I hate the fact my heart beats faster when I check my inbox and you're in it. Then I'm let down because I know it's nothing but bullshit. Certainly, man, danger for boys, real men say what they feel. Don't leave me floating on a cloud waiting for you to come around. Because when the rain ends, this land will be dry. My heart healed, no longer needing to cry. I hate still writing about you. Hate that hope is still in my heart for a real love someday. But it won't be you. The one who wants me will see about me. Talk on the phone, not constantly, but daily.
because he knows texting isn't personal, and that makes me feel alone. In a real sense, I want closure. I would like to talk, yet I don't, because it's not me this time. It's you by your vague admission, and I won't stay in any position that it's not. And that's that piece.
Okay then. Dynamic. Dynamic. This was from Wednesday night. Yeah. I heard this piece.
Yep.
Closure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oof.
Dynamic
I
Inc.
Don't need it.
Dynamic Inc.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Well, I'm going to try for another piece. Another song. How about that?
Can you see me? And not a flip.
love that song. All right,
yeah,
poetic.
I love that song too. But we definitely can't be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need.
I know, right? We can't.
But we need to be friends.
No.
We couldn't be friends while we're together. And friends while we're apart. I'm sorry.
No. Right. That's exactly right. That ship has sailed. All right. All right, poetic. So how about blessing us with one more piece? Yeah.
You doing another piece too, huh? Uh-huh. Thank you.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you think you're so slick. Nah, but I got you though. Let me, you know, I'm going to do this piece. I'm going to do this piece. It's called Ends Organically. There's something organic about the way it ended. Poetic even to say that was splendid. But I'm left feeling empty. There's a place in this void that's unhealthy. If a bowl of Cheerios was good for this heart condition. Even my cardiologist couldn't perform surgery or offer any recommendations. Just a diagnosis of how I could be so blindsided trying to find out the prognosis. When the cause and cure is still love, right? But again, it ended organically. With no love in sight. Controlled patterns of rage gave way to heartache, and it's laid out in my poetry written on this page. My one true flaw is putting another before myself. Praying that it doesn't end organically, and I put my availability on the shelf. I'll sip on my acai berry boo smoothie, hoping it cools off my inferno blazing heart and soothes me. Because the end seems so final. And it does. And does it truly have to be organic and so dismissal? The candle that used to burn for love sits all alone. And just like that, a swift wind or breath of air, and it's gone. So natural, and eventually, it just ends organically.
Wow. Wow. That was dope. That was real, real nice.
Thank you. Now, what vibe do you want to express in your next piece?
You know what? My vibe has been very reflective as of late. You know, pieces of loneliness hit. And then when I think that, you know, maybe all hope is gone, then I realize I'm okay. You know what I mean? And and so there'll be a change in my life very, very soon. And it's going to be positive. So, but sometimes I think the universe doesn't hear me. So that's that's the piece. Okay? Ready.
I got you. Express your vibe.
Maybe the universe didn't hear me because I'm so lonely, family only. Maybe I can call a few friends. My circle remains small because there are those who want to be with me or see me as a means to an end. Trust issues, perhaps? Sure. But let my record show I'm worthy of love. I am blessed. I endure, wondering how does love really show through the pain of being. Intimacy, physical, emotional needs. The fact that some aren't honest to begin with, and some who straight shoot the fact they can't give me what I want. They want to sex me up whenever they want to, thinking I want that. But it's not altogether true. No one seems to want to learn someone before the system. And I don't do casual shit. But something will happen like a situationship or some other bullshit. Some surprisingly know me, but they don't know the deepest parts of me. Yet, no one is here. Maybe the universe didn't hear me because I'm still lonely. Perhaps one day love will come my way And when it does, it will be all that I want it to be, the way it should be. And I'm so happy for those in love. It fills my heart to see it. It gives me hope that I will someday experience the same. And until then, my heart remains mine. It's my last name. And that's that piece. And that's that vibe.
Very, very nice. Okay, okay, okay. I love it. Love this piece. Dope, dope.
Yeah, I was told the last line.
VIP.
All right. Well, we have one of my favorite, New York Jones. And, oh, my God, I should have took an aspirin or something. I might be sliding on the floor and bust my head by the time he's done. I'm just shook. But anyway, he makes me swoon. I can't take it.
Who we got?
Hey, Hive. So, Hive.
What's going on?
Welcome to it.
What's happening?
What's going on?
What's happening?
What's good, bro?
I'm sliding through on an unusual Friday night to say what's up. Hey.
Hey.
What's good, bro? It's good to hear you, bro.
What's going on?
Yes, it is.
What's happening? Real shifts. What's happening, VIP? What's going on?
It's all just a mellow. I'm mellow. Good. It's open vibe.
Oh,
how's your vibe tonight?
I'm hanging out with my brother, and my father, his wife. We just got finished eating some food. Drinking some drinks. You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Relaxing.
Well, that sounds very nice.
Relax.
Absolutely.
Relax.
So, I want to know what you got to listen for.
Okay, I'm just doing something off the beat, completely off the beaten path. Completely.
Ooh.
Completely different.
Especially?
I'm going.
All right, the mic is yours.
I'm going to try this out. All right?
Okay. All right.
If you ask me what I've been through, I can tell you that I've taken long walks off shore piers, hoping someone would notice and want me to stay here. I wished that someone could acknowledge my greatness. Instead of picking me apart and subscribing to social fakeness, the truth is being able to endure, keeping your heart pure. The lure of the world would have you think that all is real. Looking out of a fish tank, a fish bowl, what profits a man the world if he loses his soul? The gold of riches and not merely the riches of the spirit. When the sound of life is on a volume so low you can barely hear it, the trail on the trial, we run these miles to gain strength. The stimulation to be better through these tribulations. And God, I open my heart to you. I open my heart to you. I open my mind, won't let the stress increase more than the blessing. My tears were far less. I know that through you and prayer, I became free. Your grace is sufficient, so I let go to let you supplant me. Be for me in my belief. For you to free me from my inequities. Free me from my inability to walk, to run to your light, to remove the darkness from my eyes. Allow me to see the beauty of your works, of your peace, of your magnificence. I will let go to know that you are merciful, to know that you are all that I need, that you are all the blessings to cover me. So I pray on my knees, and I let go to let you have your way with me. I know that you are all that I need. So I let go to let God show, let these blessings rain down on me. And I'll commit myself to losing my fundamental disbelief, commit myself to loving me, spending time in meditation with me, in concert with me. I kept living to letting go of the negative relationships with food, family, and friends that commit to loving me, which includes the fear of my health and the results which may come. I commit myself to loving what serves me in positive sense, pushing me to my goals. I commit myself to stop loving that which binds me searching, wanting, or waiting. That which changes hope into a surety. To love, who loves like you, that also loves like me. I'm here. I only fear you. I will only endear for you. I offer my heart to you.
Go in another direction, but I'm gonna tell you something. That was it was deep, but it was surely dope. Oh my goodness. Poetic, what you got for that?
Yeah. Like I said, he came in talking about what they had to eat, and he had that ice clinking around in the glass, and I was sitting here listening to this piece, thinking like, man, this like a nice cool glass of lemonade on a summer's day, and I'm just chilling, vibing. Dope ink, Mojave. I love this piece, man. Definitely different, but your cadence
yeah.
And your tone, very nice, bro. Very, very nice.
Totally agree.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it is Good Friday.
Yes, it is.
That it is. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're having a good one as well. And Mojave, what you got going on in your Disney universe before I let you go?
Well, you know, I would say a whole bunch of crazy things about it, but it's Good Friday, so I'm just going to say 102.0. I'm going to say. No, I'm saying 102.0. That's it. I'm going to say. Are you seeing nothing else? Not going to be able to do it.
Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what's up. Well, I do hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I should have played Moody Blues so y'all be singing. You should tap on this so y'all be. I should have asked y'all to tap in this thing.
But I will be singing on Sunday.
Just that
kind of in the drip roll. Okay. I will be singing on Sunday at the drip roll. You know. You said what?
Okay.
That's good.
I will be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Singing on Sunday. You know, because drip does gospel. People think that we can do it. But I just proved that we can do it. So we all going to get into it. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, man.
Love. All right. Uh-huh. I can't wait to hear it.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. All right.
That's what's up. I appreciate you coming through.
Absolutely. I brought my brother. My brother. Express your vibe.
So, all right.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Wow.
This was a heck of a show.
Man, dynamite show. Dynamite show. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for riding along with me tonight. As my
pleasure was all mine.
Oh, good. Well, as my esteemed co-host, I would like to thank you and our illustrious CEO for tonight's platform and you hanging with me. And since you're my guest, how about you lead us out with a song?
Y'all want me to lead y'all out with a song? Now, you know me. The song that I might choose might actually turn up a few things, make you not want to leave. Right. I mean, you but since you did it, please enjoy this track.
Good night, y'all.
Love it when you talking shit like you forgot that in about two or three shots I ain't gonna remind you. Put that pussy in the air and let me eat it. I ain't talking about a drum when I beat it. It's in the bed, fit a bed, we ain't done. And I got your legs shaking when I do it with my tongue. Another round, yeah, want another round, yeah. Love the way you're moaning when nobody else around, yeah. Put it down, yeah, I'ma put it down, yeah. Stroke it to the morning, give a fuck about what the time is. Pull up in that all black Jeep, yeah, yeah. Pussy cushion, now you fucking up the seat, yeah, yeah. 7 days, 7 ways, got a week. And she give me TOC when I creep.
In case you fuck, I
same nigga that'll beat it up.
Same nigga that'll eat it up.
Just in case you fuck, I
same nigga that'll put it down. Only nigga go deep in
the in case you fuck, I
same nigga that'll beat it up.
Like a metro, you be in Gucci every day like it's your dress code. You say you love me, we gon' put that to the test though. Just like a crib, I got you throwing up the set though. Ooh, you so crazy, but ooh, you so blessed though. Don't let them gas you, I'm talking about petrol.
Don't let them gas
you. Ooh, put your number in my metro.
Yeah,
yeah, beat that pussy when I see
you.
Cause you was acting like you got LB. In the cover, shaking like you had a seat. You in the cover shaking like you had a seat.
Just in case you fuck, same nigga that'll beat it up. Same nigga that'll eat it up.
Just in case you fuck,
same nigga that'll put it down. Only nigga go deep in the.
Just in case you fuck,
same nigga that'll beat it up.
You scream and shout for more.
I like it.
Bed, floor, couch, can't fit it all in your mouth. I make you scream and shout for more.
Just in case you forgot.
Talking shit like you forgot that in about two or three shots.